This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Oh, I got to tell you about the latest Ed Gainey just misstep in his campaign. He got the worst campaign manager in the history of the world. First of all, last week he ran an ad, an internet ad that was on social media that had a big, clear, glaring, blaring video of somebody marching through a rally. And they had a sign that said, "Hang Musk with a noose." Okay, I'll let you figure that one out. If you're the campaign manager, one of two things happened. You just plainly missed that, and he should be fired for that, or you don't disagree with it, and he left it in. Anyway, here's the latest. This one's hilarious. You know how Ed Gainey has all these people that rally behind him, and they seem to double, triple, quadruple down, Ed Gainey does, like on the people that already agree with him. These people with 32 different color hair that want to free Palestine, but they couldn't pick Palestine out on a map or the West Bank or anywhere. Anyhow, he loves all those people, and all those people apparently love him all of a sudden. So anyhow, one of their big platforms is environmental justice. They're going to tell you all about how the steel mill coming in is bad. They don't want it. Summer League's the same way. That, man, there can't be any emissions and whatever. And I understand their point to a point, but they're beating home a global issue as he's running for mayor of the city of Pittsburgh. And we got to take care of this. We're not going to let this happen. And environmental justice, right? Well, Mayor Gainey tomorrow, to kick off the final week of the primary campaign at his Get Out the Vote party, it's from 7 to 9 p.m. at... Are you ready? Lit Cigar Lounge, 6525 Hamilton Ave. Now, cigar production, particularly tobacco farming, leads to deforestation, soil degradation, and water pollution. Good job, Big Ed. Think globally and act locally, I guess. Cigar bar, after you've told me all about this environmental justice push that you've had. Anyhow, 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. I do want to get into this story. It comes from KDKA television and from Bellevue. Now, long story short, they had a sting operation of people who were, and Jennifer Barrasso undertook this for KDK. People, they put an undercover cop standing as if he was going to cross in the crosswalk. Following me so far? And they had a marked cop car, just like a half block up. And people who didn't stop for that undercover cop that was standing in the crosswalk, not halfway across the road, not signaling to the car that they wanted to cross, but just standing in the crosswalk, they pulled the car over. Now, most of them got warnings, but some people said, come on, what are we doing here? Anyway, the story from Jennifer Barrasso.
In the heart of Bellevue's business district, crossing Lincoln and North Jackson Avenues can be tricky.
Like, usually I'll, like, inch forward and, like, let them know. I'll, like, make eye contact with the driver so they know, like, I'm trying to cross.
There are many that just drive too fast to slow down or stop in time. So, you know, it could be a dangerous situation.
A KDKA viewer shot this cell phone video May 8th. This undercover police officer pretending to be a pedestrian crossing the street. But this car doesn't stop in the crosswalk. Then you see a police pickup truck with lights on going after the driver. Bellevue Police Chief Matthew Snetner says it was part of a two-week...
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Enforcement initiative, paid for through a state grant. Chief Snetner says drivers not stopping for people in the crosswalk is a big problem here in Bellevue. Reaction around town to the unusual sting is mixed.
I'm not against it. I think it's a good idea. I think for the most part, when people are up in the crosswalk, cars are generally going to stop, but they do drive fast a lot of times through here.
Probably a way to fix it without pulling folks over. There's probably better uses of their time.
I feel that someone higher up, you know, went to them and said, you guys aren't issuing enough tickets. And that right there was the easiest way to... I've never seen any problems until that little sting operation.
I think it's a little crazy.
Why is that?
Just because, like, I don't know. I don't think anyone's trying to, like, stop pedestrians from crossing.
Okay.
Jim Marsh is the law enforcement liaison for Pennsylvania's Highway Safety Office. He tells KDKA most people in this sting didn't get tickets. They got warning.
Thank you, Jennifer Barrasso. So, as I'm playing that, I have members of the law enforcement community texting me saying, there's nothing wrong with that. And look, on the surface, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But, as some people pointed out in that situation, is that the best deployment of resources and people who were on the job? And I said, you know, what about one of those fluorescent signs that you put right out on the double yellow line in the middle of Bellevue, and it says, yield to peds in X walk or whatever, one of those things. And then the member of the law enforcement community texted me back and said, people ignore signs. That's why we're here. So 866-391-1020. You just heard that report from Channel 2. And there was a story on Channel 2 this morning, or last night, I think it ran. And I'm watching it and I'm going, you know, my default is always to side with law enforcement. I think you do the right thing. They do the right thing. Everybody does the right thing. We have a better, happy world and country and all of that. And there's a few bad apples sometimes, as with any job, and that's just kind of what happens. But I don't think this is a case of, like, entrapment or anything like this. That said, though, I wonder if they're taking it too far. I'm also big on proactivity, and it shouldn't take someone being hit to force this. But I'm watching this video two and three times. By far, the fastest car in all of this is the police car that pulls out and goes to chase somebody that had not yielded to the guy that wasn't in the middle of the street. He was just kind of by the sidewalk in the crosswalk. And I'm watching all this, and I'm going, all right, so how does this work? So let me ask you this at 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. If you got pulled over and they said, hey, you didn't yield to the person that was in the crosswalk, how would you feel about it? Let's say it moved further and you got a ticket for it. Would you be upset or would you say, hey, that's my fault? I didn't know the law, I guess. Now, keep in mind, I don't know if I mentioned this, I should have if I didn't, that what Bellevue did with this sting, this crosswalk sting, I think Jennifer Brasso may have mentioned this in her report, it's done with grant money from the state. It's not like money that comes out of your tax dollars in terms of if you're a Bellevue resident. And I only think one ticket was issued. There weren't tickets issued. Warnings. Now, the one thing that is that does sit funny with me is, like, when people are in the crosswalk, I stop if I make, like, eye contact with them, but sometimes they're just milling around. And it's like, you know, you got to act like you're going to make your move, or, you know, you can't just kind of stand there kind of on the sidewalk, kind of not. Are you crossing or not? Anyway, Brian's in Bellevue. Hi, Brian.
Hello.
Hello, Brian.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So it just so happens that I'm a resident of Bellevue, and I probably cross Lincoln Avenue at least three times a day because I walk two 90-pound dogs, and literally I do not step out in the crosswalk because people will not stop. And they have the little pedestrian signs and everything. I'd say it's probably 60-40 on people stopping for you.
Oh, okay. So
I kind of applaud the police for doing that. If it's a state grant, and, you know, maybe it'll get people to stop because, I mean, if you would somebody walk out there thinking somebody's going to stop, they're 70 feet away from you.
You got to get a better phone. Mike's in Irwin. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Colin. How come nobody talks about the amount of people that jump off the curbs into the sidewalk? In the crosswalk when there's cars moving through the crossing? How come nobody gets a ticket for that or a warning for that? How come it's always the person driving the car that gets the ticket or the warning? Hey, there's a lot to be said about these crosswalks. They need to enforce the laws both ways.
Well, I don't really see a lot of people that jump out in front of my car, to be frank with you.
Okay. If you say so, Colin.
Well, no, do you?
Narrow-minded as usual.
Wait, what now? What did he say? He said something smart. I don't see that. I do see jaywalking, you know? But I don't really see people doing that. I wish I would have heard what he said at the very end. Somebody text me, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. So now the guy wants... See, this is why I didn't even want to talk about this. Because it's always, what about this? What about that? What about... He wants people ticketed walking out in the crosswalk. But the law is, if you're in the crosswalk, the car's supposed to stop, I guess. So they're doing things legally if they're actually walking in the crosswalk. I can't believe we're having a debate about the logistics of walking in the crosswalk. It's better to go back to weed. And we're going to talk about that next, and college campuses. Because those two things go hand in hand. Big news, Rich Fitzgerald. I'll be listening for that. Oh, the guy at the end of the last segment said, narrow-minded as usual, I've been told by multiple sources. Wonder if they're Marty's sources. Huh. We'll see. But no, these ones are good. And they say, narrow-minded as usual. He has a point. But I'd like for him to show me all the instances where people actually sprinted out into the crosswalk. Normally, it happens outside of the crosswalk, thus jaywalking. I don't know. I just don't think there are a lot of instances of that. But I might be narrow-minded as usual. Anyway, we got to talk about this. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. So Penn State is proposing 7 campuses across the state, including 3 in the Pittsburgh region, close, a source told the Post-Gazette. And Penn State, as Paul said in his update, they're not real happy this news got out, but it is what it is. And the Post-Gazette is reporting that Fayette, New Kent, and Shenango in this region would be those branch campuses that would close, along with DuBois, Mont Alto, Wilkes-Barre, and York. And it would impact 1,148 students at Fayette, New Kent, and Shenango campuses. That means 5 campuses who were originally scheduled for closure would be spared, and a couple around here. So Hazleton, Schuylkill, then Beaver, Greater Allegheny, and Scranton. So Beaver, Greater Allegheny around here would be A-OK. Now, let's get into this at 866-391-1020. I had a state legislator on not too long ago that talked about the devastation it could be if Fayette were to close, Penn State Fayette were to close. And they're right about that. There's no junior college. There's no two-year college. There's no college of the sort. It would be a college desert, university desert in and around that area, or at least non-four-year college in and around Fayette County and that area, Uniontown area. That would hurt. It just really would. I propose, and I think that people need to get together, and this is where Rich Fitzgerald comes in that group that he works for. What is it, Southwest Coalition or something like that? Essentially what it is he is the kind of the commissioner for all the counties around here. They need to get together and figure out with Fayette, with New Kent, and with Shenango, the Penn State campuses. Number one, does Penn State want to sell off the land and the holding? That's the first step. My guess would be, yeah, they're not going to want to hold on to that. I don't think. They're going to, who knows? They might want to build it, break it all down and make farms out of it, you know, or find another revenue stream some way. But I don't think they're going to hold on to the land. So let's say they do want to get rid of it. You need to try to bring people together who can broker a deal to make those Votech and to make those trade schools. Because what you already have are some of the infrastructure stuff, and you, what you already have is a decent head start with your hitting the ground running on things that you need to have to make those schools work. You have buildings. You have a campus. You have a baked-in, one would think, student base that might be looking for programs like that. I hear all the time, and I hear it on the station, and I see it, and I read these notes, and I read these facts, and I see all this data about how more than ever, people need to get people to get schooled in the trades, and people need to get schooled into Votech and things like that. This can be, I don't want to say an easy transition, because you would have to retrofit these places and do different things with them and make them up to standard in that realm, but you're not building them from scratch. This seems to be where if you had investors, and I think you might be able to turn a profit quicker than you think, this could be something that could work. And it's also for the greater good. Now, we don't do things for the greater good anymore. We do things based on, well, how much money can we make? That's just the way of the world. It is what it is. But you take a place like Penn State Fayette, right? And they have like a program. And it's, when I had that, I forget what her name was. She was on earlier, maybe a couple months ago when this was first proposed. She went and said, there are a lot of people who become nurses here or become people that work in hospitals, that are techs, that are nurses assistants, people like that, that have different jobs in these fields, in the hospital field. I don't know why it can't be rolled directly into that. Again, you're going to have to find a suitor. You're going to have to find somebody. I'm not saying this needs to be fully state subsidized. I'm not saying that there needs to be a ton of government money. But I feel like if you get the right people in the right room, and you say, okay, so you have this hospital system and a bunch of gigantic hospital systems around here. You talk all the time about how you need workers and nurses and techs and people in this field. Why not create this place that provides you this feeder system? There we go. Either in New Kent or in Shenango or in Fayette. Or I hear all the time, and I hear advertisements on our station about the trades, about people need electricians, people need iron workers, people need steam fitters, people need all those people in those trades. Okay, you know what we already have? What we have right now are buildings that were recently used. They've not been mothballed. It's not like something that it was in 1978 where they closed. They're still open right now. They're going to be closing in a couple weeks. Why can't we transition those into auto tech kind of places or iron worker training centers, although they have their own, but you know what I'm saying? Electrician sort of places. We deliver all the time. And I think that even as we do, I don't know if we do it enough, the message that these trades need people. And not only do they need people, what they need are good workers, because you're not going to be saddled in debt. You're going to be able to get out of this educational process at an early age and get into the workforce. And you're going to be able to hit the ground running in terms of making money straight away. Have a comfortable living, a good job, and you're not going to owe somebody a gazillion bucks. And a lot of times, your potential employer foots the bill for your education, or at least a decent chunk of it. I just feel like this fits, and it does. And these are the kind of places, Fayette County, New Kent in the AK Valley, and Shenango, of course, where those trades seem to work. They seem to be thriving, and you could have a lot of people trained in those areas, and bang, here you are. If not, there should be a deal brokered in terms of what are we doing with, they tell us all the time that Western Pennsylvania is like the Mecca and the hub and the epicenter of potential AI stuff. How aren't those things being flipped into potential jobs for people? What can't happen is Penn State sits on this, we wait on some land acquisition, it sits there for 3, 4, 5 years, and it's overgrown with weeds. And nobody wins, and industry plummets in all of these places, and people are looking at this going, yeah, that used to be the campus, now I can't find a job, now I can't. It needs to be turned over very quickly, all three of these. And I think that there are avenues in which that they can, it just takes people all sitting in the same room. You know, I have to admit something. You know, I'm honest with the audience, exceedingly honest with the audience. Some may say too honest with the audience, but I'm just me. You know, people say sometimes, they go, like, I'll catch, like, one of my neighbors or whatever, or we'll be out talking, and they'll say, hey, you know that thing you said, and it'll bring up a topic. Well, you said this, how do you really feel? You never have to ask me that if you see me out in public. I feel exactly how I whatever I say in this microphone. Like, nothing's ever a put-on or a front or a fake or a falsehood for the show's sake. It's just, it's what I am. But back to being honest. About being honest, I was on the fence. I was like, is Pete Rose is dead, right? Or is he alive? I was kind of like, I had kind of forgotten that he died. But then I'm like, no, Pete Rose didn't die. But then I'm like, yeah, you know what? I think he did. But then I'm like, ah, did he or didn't he? And I had to Google it, and he did. September 2024. I'm terrible with that most of the time. Like, if you're somebody that may or may not be dead, I probably have a 50% success rate on guessing that. Like, if somebody comes up and they're like, this person's really old, or they may have just died, which one is it? I'm terrible at following the current events like that. Bob's in Greensburg. Hi, Bob. Bob. Hello, Bob.
I rather laugh with the saints than cry with the sinners.
This is good.
When the saints come marching in.
Bob, a question for you.
What?
Do you have a point?
When the saints come marching in.
Okay, so is it when the saints come marching in, or when the saints go marching in?
When they have a few, belt down a few drinks and their goody two shoes.
Okay.
Goody goody gumdrops.
This
goody
is
goody
awesome.
Gumdrops.
Hey, can you do me a favor, and I mean this in all sincerity?
What?
866-391-1020 is the number, right? You've got that part already. So you just hit redial. Hit redial. Wait. I'm not done. Hit redial in about 45 minutes and ask for Rob. Can you do that?
202-456-1414. That's the White House switchboard. Tell Jimmy Pakkis referred you.
Okay. No, 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020 in about 45 minutes and ask for a guy named Rob and talk to him. He'll entertain you. Margo, I don't have a bone to pick, but I wonder if you have you put yourself out there a little bit. I'm worried for your safety. I'm worried for your sanity. I'm worried for a lot of things about what just happened in your last traffic report. Are you ready for this? Are you listening here, Margo?
Gosh. What happened?
You got to turn up your microphone just a little bit. There you go. Now, you uttered the words. This is why I kind of fear for you, because now our listeners really hold people to kind of like what they say, right? You mentioned a road. I don't know which one it was. Maybe the 279 or whatever you say. And you said it'll be no more than 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, listen, I'm not telling you how to do traffic. I found it very insightful and very educational and in a way, very entertaining. But this is Pittsburgh, and you know how it works. People live to be mad and complain. That's what it's about. If somebody heard that and they go on that road, what road was it that you said? Do you remember?
I think it was the Parkway West.
The Parkway West. If somebody is on the Parkway West and they're stacked up in traffic for 21 minutes, they are going to call you.
It's going to be all my fault.
100% so. And they're never going to let you hear the end of it. By you saying, I like that, though, because then I can get a gauge. Like, that's real talk. You know how people say it's real talk or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, I'm basing it on the fact of that I've driven the roads at this time.
Okay.
And when it looks like that on the map, it takes me about 20 minutes.
So that wasn't data given to you. That was a guesstimate. That was a Margo gauge.
No, and people can be mad at me all they want, but
I love it.
I'm just trying to report the traffic here.
I would keep doing it. I would keep trying to apply minutes and data and as much quantification to your traffic reports as possible. Because, you know, it helped me out. I like it. 20 minutes. But I'm telling you, that's the risk. If they're in that traffic for 21 minutes, you're going to have voicemails. You'll have emails. You have people calling you. They're going to be upset, Margo, just so you know.
Well, then they can spend their time in the car being upset.
Oh, goodness. All right. We got through... We got through Tuesday. I'll see you on Wednesday, provided I make it through the Parkway.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.